Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Well, U.S. beef exports maintained a remarkable pace in April, topping $1 billion for the third time this year. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. April pork exports were well below the large totals posted a year ago, while lamb exports continue to trend higher. Beef exports totaled 124,408 metric tons in April, which is up 3% from a year ago and the fifth largest on record, while export values soared 33% to $105 billion, second only to the record of $107 billion that we saw in March. April exports to Taiwan and the Philippines were record large, and exports increased to Japan, China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. For January through April, beef exports increased 5% from a year ago to 478,260 metric tons, valued at $4.05 billion, up 38%. For South Korea, the leading value destination for U.S. beef, export value already topped the $1 billion mark, increasing nearly 50% from a year ago. Global demand for U.S. beef continues to overcome enormous obstacles, from inflationary pressure to logistical challenges to the recent lockdowns in some of China's major metropolitan areas. That's coming from USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. The most encouraging is that even as beef exports climb to unprecedented levels in our largest Asian markets, demand is strengthening in other regions as well, fueled by a strong rebound in the food sector service. Hallstrom cautioned that April results did not capture the full impact of recent COVID-19 lockdowns in China, some of which will continue through May and into early June. The pressure inflation imposes on consumers' discretionary income and the rising strength of the U.S. dollar versus some key trading partner currencies are also growing headwinds for the U.S. red meat exports. Well, lifelong Oklahoman and former Senator Clark Jolly has decided to put his hat in the ring for Oklahoma State Treasurer. I had the opportunity to catch up with Jolly about why he's decided to run and what makes him a good candidate for Oklahomans, especially in rural areas.
We're excited about the role of state treasurer. It's probably the most important job that nobody is talking about. But having spent my public service tenure really focused on that government finance space, it's a dream job to be able to represent Oklahoma's fiscal policy, to try to help shape and guide what we do to make sure our fiscal house is in order. And we're excited about the opportunity to feel like my background and qualifications uniquely prepare me to be able to be the best person to do the job of state treasurer. I got to admit, I've got a certificate in public treasury management from Pepperdine, and I'm the only person in the race that has that. And I think that is not just a testament to my qualifications. It also is an indictment of how geeky I really am when it comes to fiscal policy.
To hear my complete conversation with State Treasurer candidate Clark Jolly, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.